This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's helping out the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, it started off as a mixed affair early today, but then as the session went along, the strength kind of overtook everything, and we saw triple-digit gains in our cattle complex. The buying just returned today. It wasn't anything big. We saw boxed beef continue to hold lower, down $1.20 on the choice, down $1.31 on the selects. Had a movement of 90 loads out there today. Saw a cattle kill come in only 105,000 head. The weekly kill, 563,000 head. Cash just a little bit higher, 160.50. But the buying helped hold this market higher as February was $1.32 higher. April live cattle $1.77 higher. March feeders up $1.62. May feeders up $1.42. But April hogs 95 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, unfortunately, Leslie, nothing good. As we saw downside throughout the session today, we saw negative closes across the board in the wheat, corn, and soybeans. We also saw the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all today make new lows for the month of January. January has been a very disappointing month for the grain and the soybean complex. We didn't have no fresh news today. We even probably saw some positioning today going into the end of the month that did not help our situation. On the close today, March KC wheat down 3 3/4. July KC down 7 1/4. March Chicago wheat down 5 cents. March corn was 1 1/2 lower. July corn down 1 3/4. March beans down 7 1/4. July beans down 7. And March cotton 30 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.